in this bulletin. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's government makes gains in the first news poll of 2019. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster meets FIFA to discuss a footballer detained in Thailand. And in cricket, the latest from the Big Bash League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. The Coalition's primary vote has risen in the first news poll of the year, but Labor remains in front. The poll, published in the Australian newspaper, reports support for Prime Minister Scott Morrison's government has risen by 2 points. Bill Shorten-led Labor is ahead in the two-party preferred vote, 53-47. The poll, conducted between the 24th and 26th of January, is based on a survey of just over 16,000 Australian voters. Overseas, and United States and Taliban officials have inched closer to an agreement that could see American troops being withdrawn from Afghanistan. The US envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad, who's been tasked with resolving America's longest war, says significant progress has been made in talks with the Taliban. Mr. Khalilzad has told the New York Times American and Taliban officials have agreed in principle to the framework of a peace deal with the insurgents. The deal could lead to the full withdrawal of American troops in return for a ceasefire and Taliban talks with the Afghan government. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster says FIFA has agreed to put more pressure on the governments of Bahrain and Thailand to release detained footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi. Mr. Foster says his discussions with FIFA General Secretary Fatma Samoura in Zurich have been positive and she's agreed to exert further pressure. Mr. Al-Arabi has been held in Thailand since November after he was detained by authorities when he arrived in Bangkok for his honeymoon. Bahrain has officially submitted documents for his extradition from Thailand. Mr. Foster, who's been campaigning for the 25-year-old's release, says Mr. Al-Arabi's release is now a matter of urgency. Back home, and firefighters in Tasmania are expected to face fresh challenges as the weather heats up midweek. The Bureau of Meteorology is predicting Tasmania will have its hottest day on Wednesday. A high to severe fire danger rating is forecast before a cool change, possible rain, and a thunderstorm in the afternoon. While fire conditions eased in recent days, Tasmania's Fire Service Chief, Bruce Byatt, is urging residents to remain vigilant.
It's important to remember that bushfire warnings are a changing status regularly, and we urge Tasmanians not to become complacent. So people in communities with bushfires at the emergency warning status are urged to leave now and before the fire approaches.
In a new event, hundreds of thousands of fish have been found dead in New South Wales' far west. Bony herring, golden perch and carp were among the fish killed in the Menindee Lakes along parts of the Darling River. The deaths come only 3 weeks after millions of fish died in the same area in an unprecedented kill. The state government is again blaming the weather. But Australian National University honorary professor in the School of Public Policy, John Williams, says river mismanagement is to blame.
No, it's not unavoidable. It's at this point where we are at now, it's probably very difficult to prevent this happening unless you can get some new flow into the river system. We're here because we haven't got sufficient river flow through the way we've managed the river system. So we can't blame the river, we can't blame the weather, we have to take responsibility for the way we've managed the river.
To cricket, and the Perth Scorchers have produced the fourth lowest batting total in Big Bash League history after being dismissed for 79 runs by the Melbourne Renegades. The entire Scorchers team was bowled out in just 16 overs last night, falling to a 78-run loss. Renegades bowler Chris Tremaine took 3 wickets and told Fox Sports he enjoyed the win.
Getting the opportunity and then being able to do my job and do it well on the occasion it's really fun, and sometimes T20 cricket can not be that fun. So tonight it was one of those nights.
Looking at today's weather around the country, in Perth, sunny 31 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, but 32. Melbourne, also sunny, 35 degrees. Hobart, hot and sunny, 31. Canberra, a shower or two, 35 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, partly cloudy, 30 degrees. Newcastle, sunny, 31. Brisbane, a possible shower, 32 degrees. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 29. And Darwin, similar conditions, 33 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.